That's probably most of them. Now, there's been one or two killed, I think, since they took that away.
I noticed I had a little trouble in downtown Dyersburg with the lights. I'm used to having a light right over the middle of the intersection.
Yeah.
And, of course, they got some of those lights are over to the side.
On which side, right.
If I don't watch it, I'll just go on through. I won't see it.
That sure is. But it, for a while there, it's changing so much. But I reckon, I believe it on that purpose. And it changed so often up there. Well, I'd go through town sometime, run two or three myself. Didn't know it was there. Didn't know that they put them there or changed them from one place to another. Mm-hmm. I believe it on purpose to you know, catch the bunch.
What about, let's say you might go out to your field one day, take a look at your corn, and you might think that the corn seems kind of short for this time of the year. You might say, well, that's funny. At this time of the year,
it ought to be better corn than that, or at this time of year last year, well, that's the real corn.
Have you ever heard a little boy talking to another one, trying to dare him to get him to do something? Like, he might say, well, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard tonight, but I'll bet you...
I bet you don't go or something like that. Or I bet you will, or I bet you won't.
Anybody ever dare you to do anything?
Yeah.
Well, what about you hear about a boy who got a whipping? You might say, well, I'll bet he did something.
If what now?
You know, hear about a boy who got a whipping?
Yeah.
You might say, well, I'll bet he did something that he...
He never done before.
Might have gotten something he'd never gotten before.
Yeah, got something he never got before.
Uh-huh. Let's say if you were refusing to do something in a real strong way, you might say, well, now no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
just don't aim to do it. That was the last time, I just don't aim to do it.
I just won't do that.
Just won't do that. It ain't right, I ain't gonna do it.
Let's say if you've been doing some real hard work and a friend of yours was just standing around watching you, after a while you might turn around to him and say, well,
put your glad hand on this and hip thing. What are you standing around here about?
Why do you call them glad hands?
Well,
is that just an expression?
Ready to touch something, you know, and mess them up or something like that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Kind of nice, nasty.
Uh-huh. Well, talking about, let's say, the possibility of you being able to do something. If somebody asks you to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
I'm not sure, but I'm... I'm disabled to do so and so. I'm like, I ain't the man I used to be or something like that.
Not sure, but I might. Yeah.
Yeah, not sure, but I might could do it, but not the man I used to be.
Have you ever heard of, do you have any birds around here that are supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Of what?
Birds that are supposed to be able to see in the dark.
Yeah.
That'll make that.
Owl, we have the owl. I don't know whether you call him a bird or not, but he's a fowl. The owl's the only thing we've got here, I think. I mean, we're supposed to see it.
Are there different kinds?